This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Ah, yes. Welcome back, you guys. Nice to have you along. 505 with Rob. That's me. Big Sook right over there. Mike Lynch is here today. We love him.
I think it's really sexy.
Got bad news.
What happened?
Instagram is down.
Yeah, I heard that.
There's a lot of rich old dudes right
so
now
is Facebook.
not being able to Instagram models to come on their boats and planes.
Is
and
that
whatnot.
What you think Instagram is for?
Yeah, pretty much. I think it's just a bunch of young hots trying to hook up with old rich guys.
Facebook and Instagram have been down, I think, now for about 3 hours.
Oh, no.
I just saw on Twitter that people are
now
literally
what do we do?
Losing their S.
Yeah, what
are you supposed to do?
Where are you going to watch your funny animal videos?
No Instagram for 3 hours.
Now, Mike.
Where's grandma going to talk about politics?
I got to tell you, I love funny animal videos.
If you're not following on Instagram dogs doing things, you need to be because it's great.
I tell you what, funny animal videos is kind of one of the best things about the internet.
I think it may be the best thing.
It's up there.
I love it.
It's definitely top. You know, 118 or so.
Yeah.
But it's really, I mean, those are funny. So, I've read that, or at least I've been scrolling through Twitter, and there are people that are freaking out about that.
People are now posting things on Twitter because they can't post them on Instagram. They're like, I don't know where else to put this, because they just have to get it off their chest, right? They have to get their hot opinions out there or their golden hour selfie. For the love of God, someone needs to tell me that I'm pretty. I need approval.
Why can't they go to Snap, bro?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just do a snap, bro.
I don't
you
know.
Guys shut up.
Well, anyway, we press on without Instagram, without Facebook. Coming up, LaMarcus Aldridge is coming back to Portland.
Or is he?
There's some hot new news on that. We'll get to that at 5:15. Also, I saw a survey of agents, NFL agents, and they put together a list of the most and least desired teams that players want to play for or don't want to play for. And I thought it was interesting. We're in the middle of NFL free agency.
Sure.
And the agents, I don't know. I'll see if you can guess. Have you seen this?
No, I have not seen this.
Okay, good. So we'll see if you guys can guess, like, what teams players want to play for.
This is, you know, even back
and
when
don't
I,
want to play for.
Yeah, when I was, you know, bumming around the league for my all of 4 weeks, even back then, like you would hear from different people, what organizations were notoriously cheap or travel accommodations, how hard the coach was during practice. Like when I was bumming around, Arizona was a place you did not go. It was known as the worst run franchise, just cheap, dysfunctional. No one wanted to be in Jacksonville because of Tom Coughlin, that Coughlin was a notorious hard ass. And you know where another place that no one wanted to go was San Diego because of Marty Ball. Same sort of thing. Brutal two-a-days, lots of hitting, just not a player-friendly sort of place.
Coming up tonight in the club, 6 to 7, R. Kelly's out to lunch. And I also find there's like a side R. Kelly story. I don't know if you saw, but some guy in Pennsylvania just found an R. Kelly sex tape in his videotapes.
Okay. Well, apparently there's so many of them. Like, he taped everything. He taped, like, all of his sexual encounters.
Understood. But this guy has no connection to R. Kelly at all.
He just found one.
He just found it.
Well, first off,
we need to talk about
that. Yeah, who has a VHS, like, player anymore.
This guy, and he's got a bunch of tapes, and he was going through them to see if there was anything he wanted to digitize.
When you were a kid and you stumbled across like a VHS tape or VHS tape, didn't you always throw it in? Like they were just the ones that you would record
on? It was fun.
On?
It's like, ooh, I wonder what this
is. Like what's happening there? And there was a hope that there would be like, you know,
but it's usually
maybe something cool.
Yeah, not in my house. But usually, like I had to get my porn from those Joy of Sex books.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my parents had those.
That was disappointing.
Oh, I don't think so.
That was
good.
Did
the trick for me.
Every now and then, like, I'd find one. My dad would label one with, like, an old Western or something, trying to throw me off the scent. And I'm like, what? Paint Your Wagon? Lee Marvin? You pop it in, you're like, that's not Paint Your Wagon.
Well, I tell you what.
I'm on to you, old man.
We'll be talking about those stories. What else we have? Leaving Neverland talk, maybe. Have you seen that yet?
I have.
Yeah, have you seen part two?
I did
is
not.
Is it out yet?
I did. Yeah, it's out. I mean, they were out. You could watch.
Oh, they were out
at
the same time.
Same time.
See,
they aired them back to back days, but they were both available on like HBO Demand.
Oh, I should go look at number two tonight.
I did not make it all the way through number two.
Number two.
No.
Okay.
I made it all the way through the first one. Was creeped out. I watched the first 30 to 40 minutes of the second one and was like,
you had heard enough.
I got the gist.
Yeah.
All right. We're good.
6 to 7, the club hour, folks. Quick note, you were talking about social media before we get to
the hot five at 5:10.
Yeah. Is it a thing that, so somebody now, like social media is so crazy because I guess Zion Williamson's on there now and some girl at Duke screen grabbed him trying to get in her pants.
Okay.
Basically.
Sure.
And I guess social media is outraged by this.
What, that a high school or a college kid is trying to get some?
Yeah. And all he said was, he showed a picture of himself and it said, it's just his face. And it said, I have a big room. Come sleep with me.
So clearly, he's got a lot of game on and off the court.
I don't know if it worked or not, but,
I'm guessing
do
probably
we need to give him heat for this. I mean, good grief, people.
I think we should give him heat for his poor attempt. I
mean, yeah. He got to ramp it up.
It'd be better than that.
All right. Well, I think we're ready.
He's just 18. So
is he only 18?
He was a freshman, isn't he?
Yeah.
18 or 19.
Think about how awkward you were 18 now put that level of fame on you.
I know. I wonder what my social media would have been like back then. It would not have been good.
It wouldn't have been pretty.
No. Yours?
I don't think I would have been on it.
Yes, you would. All the kids are. It's part of their lives. It's their social currency.
Yeah, but
you would have been on it.
But I'm the one that would do it just to go against it. I only have it now because of the show.
No, I know, but that's now. You're old. I'm like it's part of like you're a kid growing up now. You have to like that's
probably
their whole thing.
Look, it wouldn't the bottom line is if we were on there, it wouldn't be good. No one's is.
I think Sue, you gotta really listen to what Rop is saying there because for me, when MySpace came out, it wasn't even a thought like, what is this? Should I get on this? It was everyone's on MySpace. Got to have a MySpace. It was just an instant thing.
You would have done it.
So you would have done it.
I wonder what it would be on there.
Yeah, I probably would have been.
Probably a lot of ween pics.
It would have been an insufferable twit, probably. I mean, aren't most 18-year-olds?
Yeah. All right, it's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, darling, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
Brother.
Number five.
Okay, let's play the new fun game of Guess Why NFL quarterback Lamar Jackson is apologizing today.
Oh, I saw this one. I like that he had the...
Oh, so you know?
Yeah, he had the wherewithal to take the video of it, though. So, there's that.
Yeah, it's not bad. Well, I mean, I guess.
I mean...
It's not. I mean, come on. This is really a story. He had to apologize for this.
He was driving real fast.
He posted a video on his Instagram that showed him driving at 105 miles per hour.
Apparently, his Instagram is not down.
What will we ever do?
Well, and I guess he didn't have a seatbelt on, and that's reckless.
That is dumb. Like, really?
I know. Who doesn't
go on 105 and you don't buckle up? Like, we've all gone fast in cars, right?
Sure.
Like, you get in a really nice car or something, and let's see what this baby can do. I get to 80, and I'm freaking out.
Yeah, but in those really nice cars, you can go a lot faster and not have it be freaky.
I know. I'm unusually fearful of fast cars.
Yeah.
But I just can't imagine going 105 and not being buckled up. Like, not being...
Does not seem to be the... the smartest thing, no.
Well, anyway, that's not really news, but I threw that in for you. Major conference tournaments are underway. Number one Gonzaga only scored 47 points last night, and they lost to St. Mary's. Today, USC beat Arizona in the Pac-12 opener 78-65. So the Trojans will now play the number one seed Washington tomorrow at noon.
In the least exciting Pac-12 tournament of all times.
The Colorado winner is going to meet Oregon State tomorrow, and that will be the Buffs, who won that one 56-51. Beavers beat Colorado by two in Boulder back in late January. The Ducks will take on Washington State tonight at 5:30. The winner of that meets Utah. Wait, what?
That game's at 8:30, right here on the
show. Oh, my bad, 8:30. And in the ACC, NC State nipped Clemson 59-58. Number 16, Virginia Tech held down Miami 71-56. But conference tournaments really kick up tomorrow and Friday. And of course, the finals over the weekend.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Number three.
Former Blazer LaMarcus Aldridge tells Jason Quick of The Athletic he's talked to Damian Lillard about returning to Portland and playing together.
Yeah, well, maybe finishing his career here.
LA's quote is, quote, "If we had a better relationship, it changes the whole outlook of how it went. It's sad that not talking like we do now could have changed history, but everything happens for a reason. He has flourished in that role, and I keep telling him I'm going to come back and finish there. That's something him and I have talked about, playing together again," end quote. Apparently, the two bonded at All-Star Weekend, and they have a bromance now.
Yeah, Lillard even talked about that, you know, because he was passing LaMarcus on the all-time Blazer scoring list, and talked about how that wouldn't be a thing if he was still here. He wouldn't be passing him. And look, I think this is great. Look, I don't know when LaMarcus is a free agent, but someone that wants to come play here, sign me up. LaMarcus Aldridge is a great player still.
CJ McCollum went off in the fourth quarter last night to lift the Blazers over the Clippers. A big win. Portland will be in New Orleans tomorrow. They are currently tied with Oklahoma City in the West. Brooklyn leading in Oklahoma City over the Thunder, 52-42 at halftime.
Yeah, CJ outscored the Clippers by himself in the fourth quarter. And by the way, I think I'm looking here, if this is correct. Oh, no, he signed an extension. So LaMarcus has two more years before he becomes an unrestricted free agent. He'll be 36 years old.
Running back Le'Veon Bell's deal with the Jets will be for $52.5 million over 4 years. He'll get $35 million guaranteed. In terms of annual salary, he'll be the second highest paid running back in the game behind Todd Gurley. The other team rivaling the Jets for his services in the final few hours as it has emerged was the 49ers, but they were ultimately outbid. The Ravens were in the mix, but they backed out and signed former Saints running back Mark Ingram to a 3-year, $15 million deal.
And they were saying all along that they were not in on Le'Veon Bell. They're saying that that report was false and that maybe the agent was trying to drum up some interest, because it doesn't sound like a lot of people were really coming in with aggressive offers for him.
And Adrian Peterson is headed back to the Redskins, 2-year deal.
Let's do it.
Number one.
And number one, Seahawks safety Earl Thomas finally has a new home. He is going to head to the Baltimore Ravens. 4 years, $55 million. He gets $32 million guaranteed.
Boy, it is good to be a safety this year. You look at all the money that was paid out to safeties. Last year, a safety couldn't find a job. This year, like, if you were a good safety, you got paid. And Eric Berry released by the Chiefs, so there's another safety on the market. He won't get the same kind of money because, you know, he's been injured and is a little bit older, but it's funny how from year to year, some positions become devalued, and then the very next year it can swing back the other direction.
Seattle does get a new kicker today. They land Jets leg Jason Myers. He hit 33 of 36 in New York last year. He was a Pro Bowler, so he'll replace Sebastian Janikowski. A couple of quarterbacks on the move, or are they? Tyrod Taylor, the free agent quarterback, has signed with the Chargers. He'll back up Philip Rivers. And we thought that Teddy Bridgewater was headed back to the Saints, but now reports are he has not signed that deal, and he is meeting with the Dolphins.
Yeah, and Bridgewater looking for a place that maybe get an opportunity to start, because that certainly isn't going to be in New Orleans, and it sounds like they do not view him as the heir apparent to Drew Brees.
Hot 5 at 5, refreshed by Frost Brewed Coors Light. Duck and Beaver fans, as you power up for game day, be sure to grab some Frost Brewed Coors Light. Please drink responsibly. Let's check in on your hometown team, and what if? LaMarcus Aldridge came back to the Blazers. Coming up next on The Fan.
Game Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
A few of you bringing up valid points here that if you're driving 105 miles per hour, does the seatbelt really matter anyway?
Yeah, it's there is something to that, right? If you crash at 105, aren't you dead either way?
That's what they're saying out here on the Better You Today text line. Well, it just makes me feel better if I have it on, but
yeah,
they're probably
right. Yeah. Although, you got airbags and...
You never know.
At least, look, you give yourself a puncher's chance, I suppose. But
that's what I want.
Yeah. Well, and remember, most likely you're not crashing at 105 because you've seen something and are slamming on your brakes.
Yeah, but you're still crashing at a real... It's not right. Like you're slowing down to 40 and then crashing.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just saying it's very unlikely you're just going to drive straight 105 miles an hour into an accident.
I don't know.
I just remember I've seen some of those, like the guy from Jackass.
Steve-O.
No.
Johnny Knoxville.
Ryan Dunn. He's dead.
Bam Margera.
Super dead. And he crashed his Porsche at 100-ish miles an hour and went off the road. So I'm assuming he was braking, right? Because he veered off the road. So I'm assuming you're applying brakes. And he hit a tree. And I remember on TMZ, they had the photos. There was nothing left of his car. Like, gone. You couldn't even tell it was a car. So I'm thinking that the whole seatbelt thing is probably irrelevant because I just keep thinking back to that one.
What about race car drivers?
Yeah, but
the whole Earnhardt thing.
Yeah, but that thing, those cars are meant to be wrecked. I mean, those things are like reinforced tanks. The car you're driving, not so much.
Yeah, I picture myself just driving off a cliff and I don't need a seatbelt. I'll just jump out and swan dive into the ocean.
Oh, that works.
And swim back to shore.
Batman. But the whole race car thing, that's ridiculous. If you've ever seen the way a race car is put together, that thing is meant to withstand the worst crash you can have. It's that big steel reinforced cage around it.
And aren't they just going around the driver and the back? It's this super basically impenetrable cage.
Yes.
So the car can get destroyed, but that
cage stays. That spot if you're really driving good. A Honda Accord or a Ford Focus.
Oh, it doesn't have that?
Not so much.
So the Earnhardt harness has worked? Has that saved lives?
Yeah, they call it the Hans device.
Yeah.
So that happened was and I guess this is the thing, like in NASCAR, the bad crashes don't always, the ones that look bad aren't the scary ones because the car is meant to take that impact. And so you stretch it out over a long time where it's rolling or whatever, and that dissipates the energy. Earnhardt died when you're going 105 and you hit a wall and all of a sudden it stops. That's the scary one. And his head went forward and hit. And so now what they've done is they have the walls that
move.
They
have safer barriers.
They have safer
them.
Barriers that have some give to them. And now they all wear Hans devices so that your helmet is strapped to your chair so you can't go lurching forward. There's no safer, I mean, it's still a dangerous sport and people die, but the safety of a NASCAR driver, that's not even in the same ballpark as what you have when you're driving around in your whatever car.
How fast do those guys go? 200 and
the Indy drivers go faster than that, but I think the NASCAR guys, I mean, you're taking corners at 160, 170 straightaways.
Depends on the track, too.
Yeah, close to 200. The fastest I've ever gone was like I went like a 125, 130, and that was for all of about 10 seconds. Then I realized this is a really bad idea and I should stop.
So we're talking about that because Lamar Jackson posted a video, quarterback of the Ravens posted a video of himself going 105 miles per hour on his Instagram, and we're all freaking out about it.
Well, he wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Right. Okay. So Blazers, big win last night. That was very, very big win. Very big win.
Yeah.
Large win over the Clippers because the LA was creeping up on them.
Well, and LA was hot. And that was a great game back and forth. And the fourth quarter hit and CJ went all Captain America and buried him.
He just won you the game. Just got hot.
Yeah.
And it's one of those where it's like, man, he gets that way where it's just like, dude, give him the ball. It's like sometimes he drives me crazy because he takes shots and I'm like, dude, it's just a bad choice.
Yeah.
And he's done it in critical moments where I think it really hurts them. But then he gets like that, and I don't care where he shoots from. Give him the ball and let him chuck it up.
Yes.
It's going in.
Because he's an elite scorer. This year it's a bit off, but you know, he's probably a better pure scorer than Lillard is. And you're right. When he gets going like that, he is capable of torching anyone. And that's the thing is that if you can get those two guys playing at the same time like that.
Well, but that's unusual.
It is unusual.
You shouldn't expect that.
But it's very dangerous when that backcourt is humming. They're capable of beating anyone in the league.
Well, I think, he's not going to get like that, but twice or two or three times a year.
No.
I mean, he was just literally unconscious. And it was it's always fun to watch when a guy gets like that. But at the same time, it's hard to do that and ever pass the ball. You know, it's like, it's a unique thing. It's like, there's no such thing as him being that hot and the rest of the team. I mean, it's basically him and everyone else just get out of his way.
Yeah.
It's one of those situations, which is good, but you can't count on that because it's rare. You never know when it's coming, but he was feeling it. You could tell he was feeling it. And it's one of those where the rest of the team, everybody recognized it. Just give it to him.
But you hope in a playoff series, right? If you've got some other options now, and you can't just sit there and hopefully focus on Dame and CJ, and you hope that maybe he can steal you one of those games, right? And you figure any series they're play is going to be one of those nip and tuck, you would hope. And he's got the ability to steal you a game. He stole the game last night against the Clippers, and you hope he can do that in the playoffs.
All right, well, forget about him, okay, because LaMarcus Aldridge is coming back to save the Blazers. What do you think about that?
It's going to be another 2 years, though. Actually,
you guys think
3 years.
That? No, it's going to be next week, right? That's what I read.
I think the trade deadline's come and gone.
They're going to circumvent the trade deadline.
Aha!
This is GM, bro.
He'll force his way out of San Antonio.
It's the non-waiver trade deadline.
Yeah,
look, it's the first time we've seen someone
openly
pining to come play in Portland.
No, not a good player like that. This is interesting, though. I a few thoughts on this, and then we'll move on to some NFL stuff. Coming up next, here's Mike.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
The most and least desired teams the NFL players want to play for. Next segment. But LaMarcus Aldridge was talking with Jason Quick, our friend from The Athletic. You turn your mic on.
If I turn my mic on, then I can tell you that we'll talk to Quick tomorrow, and
yes,
we can talk to him about talking to LaMarcus, about talking to Damian Lillard.
Yeah, everybody's talking.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great. Yeah, we'll have him on at 5:15,
right?
5:30.
Oh, 5:30.
Thanks for paying attention.
I thought it was 5:15.
No, it's 5:30.
Well, not once.
The way we run it, 5:15 will probably be a lot closer to 5:30 than it will be 5:15.
Listen to you. That's the most Souk thing ever.
Is it true?
No.
Yes.
Not true at all.
We'll see if we're on time.
Hey, when we have interviews, you guys get off somewhat on time.
We get off. Yep, I was going to say. Yeah, go ahead and mark that, please.
So Aldridge wants to come back and play with Damian Lillard, which is cute. I guess there was some unspoken tension with them, which we all knew.
Well,
you know, when Lillard first got on the team.
This is the same thing that he had with Brandon Roy. We all know that LaMarcus Aldridge is the most sensitive player to maybe ever come through Portland. He is a very, very sensitive guy.
Yeah,
he had issues with Roy. He had issues with Lillard.
Well, I just think he's a guy who... Lillard comes onto the team, he's sort of finding his way as a young guy. And in other words, I think if the roles were reversed where Lillard was the veteran and Aldridge came on the team,
it would have been a lot better.
I think it would have worked.
Because Lillard, by all accounts, like everyone loves, like he's a, ask for a better veteran presence that brings up the young guys.
Well, exactly. And he just wasn't in that role yet. And then, it's evident now, like LaMarcus likes him now.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody likes Damian Lillard. So Lillard was kind of finding his way. He was young, but he was a star, and he needed the ball. And then you've got Aldridge, who's just sensitive and insecure, and so it didn't work. But it's good now that they've reconnected.
Well, remember, the LaMarcus issue with Brandon Roy was Brandon Roy invited a bunch of guys out to dinner, and he didn't invite LaMarcus because LaMarcus never went out. I guess he just sat in his hotel room, and Roy one night, I guess, just didn't think about inviting him because he never comes along. And he took that as some sort of slight, and that caused some hostility there. And it's probably hard a little bit too when someone steals a bit of your thunder.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, he's older now. He's 33, Aldridge is. And I wonder if he's finally kind of getting it, and he's finally kind of kicking himself and just now realizing, like, you know, that probably would have been a pretty good situation there in Portland if I had embraced it. Hey, better late than never, and maybe he does come back to Portland. You'd want that, right?
Absolutely. No, again, by the time he can come back, he'll be 30. I think he's
33 now.
He's 33 now, so he'll be 36 going into 37. So I don't know what kind of impact he would make at that age.
He's playing
age.
Well still.
Yeah. If LaMarcus wanted to come back and it was on an affordable deal, why wouldn't you want a veteran presence who's at least right now is still playing at an all-star level?
Well, I think some would say, why wouldn't you want? It's because we've seen that act. And while he's very good, he dominates the ball. And, you know, it got to be kind of frustrating towards the end of games when Stotts would just dump the ball into
him.
But
I guess this is my point. At 36 years old, I doubt LaMarcus Aldridge is going to be who you run this offense through.
Well, that's the big question. If he is and he still thinks that way, you're going to have problems.
Sure.
And maybe you should just say, yeah, we're good.
It's been fun.
But if he comes back and is more of a veteran guy that defers a little bit more, then that'd be a nice little power forward for you.
Well, and again, when's the last time you saw someone openly say that they want to – Someone that good.
Says he wants to play here?
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
So they'd
have
to trade for him.
Yeah, you'd have to trade for him in the next couple years.
Yeah.
And supposedly San Antonio wouldn't be opposed to shipping him out. I just don't know what you would
do. Has that worked?
I don't think it hasn't. What's the term? I don't think it hasn't worked, but
it's been kind of weird.
San Antonio's gone through a transitional phase. And remember, LaMarcus wasn't happy there. And then supposedly they mended the fences.
Is he ever happy?
I don't think so. I think he's just one of those guys that's very sensitive. And I think he struggles. I think he's just one of those guys that is probably happy being melancholy.
So did they get to the let's see, I'm looking here. They did get to the conference finals with him.
And that was
two years ago. Yeah, they won 61 games. I remember that. Yeah.
And that was the one where they were kicking Golden State's ass in game one, and then Kawhi Leonard rolled his ankle.
Yep.
And that was the end of the series.
That's right. That team was damn good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's hard to say.
And I think he's made the All-Star team every year that he's been there in San Antonio.
He's playing real well.
Absolutely.
It just took some time for them to kind of get the fit. Now they've made the trade, and it's him and DeRozan, although they've won. They win again the other night.
They're playing better.
Yeah, they're playing great now. They were. Last time they came through here, or maybe the game was in San Antonio. I can't remember. Last time I watched them, I was like, man.
Yeah, they were.
What is wrong with those guys?
They were stinking it up, and everyone kind of thought that was Tank City. But they're, 39-29, so they're two and a half back of where Portland's at. They're sitting in the sixth seed. Now, if things shake out, that could be a potential first-round matchup for Portland.
Well, the other thing about him coming back here is, I don't know, if Lillard stays here, of course you'd have him and Lillard. Are you still going to have Nurkic and McCollum? And I mean, is it going to look this way in 2 years?
Well,
because a lot of people are like, you'd have Lillard, CJ, Aldridge, Nurkic, and then you'd need to find a good starting wing. And you got a pretty damn good starting five there. But is that realistic to think 2 years from now that will be the case?
Well, Nurkic is on an extension. Yeah. CJ's on an extension. And so if Lillard re-ups,
I think the others
will be here.
Well, I think the thought is that maybe this, I mean, we've talked about this multiple times. This is probably it in terms of this current crew. Like, they're going to look and see how this team does. And if they lose four more in the playoffs and they've lost 14 straight playoff games, they're going to shake it up.
The interesting thing is, in regards to LaMarcus coming here, and I think it's a larger conversation, but so this year you saw at the trade deadline, Porzingis ended up going for basically Dennis Smith Jr., who can sling that wood.
Yeah. He does sling that wood.
And expiring deals. So expiring deals were still an attractive commodity in this trade deadline. And next year, you got $40 million coming off the books. If San Antonio, San Antonio is playing well right now, but if San Antonio decides that LaMarcus is getting older, they want to go in a different direction, does expiring money mean something to San Antonio next year? And can you ditch some players that don't figure into your long-term plans?
That would be Harkless, Leonard.
And Turner. So if San Antonio is interested in clearing some money off the books, going in a different direction, that may be something that you could take expiring deals and turn them into a LaMarcus Aldridge or a player of that caliber towards the end that a team that is in the middle of a rebuild or looking to get younger is willing to give up. So I think next year could actually be exciting at the trade deadline, because I think for once Portland may be able to get an all-star caliber player because you finally have something that someone wants, and that's expiring deals.
Now, would you want that all-star caliber player to be LaMarcus Aldridge?
Yeah, well,
because I mean, you've seen Paul George, you've seen Kawhi Leonard.
What are the other options?
You know, what are the other options out there?
Again,
because Aldridge might not be high on that list.
Well, again, is it LaMarcus? Is it Blake Griffin? I'm trying to think of people that are kind of past their prime but make a lot of money.
How old's Griffin?
I think he's probably 30, 31-ish maybe.
Googling here.
He was an all-star this year and still puts up big numbers.
He's only 29.
Okay. Well,
I'd take him.
I'll tell you what, if Detroit wants to get rid of him, hey, and you want to get younger and you want to get cheaper, here you go.
I think Mike's got a good point. It's like, you know, what's the alternative here? I was never a huge fan of Aldridge. I know he's a really, really good NBA player, but I don't know. Is he a bit of a chemistry killer? Is he a little bit of a baby? Does his game really fit with this crew that they have now? You know, there's all these questions. You want a player of his caliber.
Sure.
Even if he's getting older. And it'd be kind of nice that he comes back here and kind of...
Yeah, kind of mends the fences.
Yeah, a little bit. Although I just don't think people around here think...
Nah, he's an afterthought now.
He is. He's just not like this big, oh my God, it'd be amazing. It's really only through the lens of, you know, how much would he help the team? And he would... But Mike's right. It's like there's a lot of other guys that would help the team more. And just because he played here once, who cares? Like he was a very polarizing guy when he was here and he was in his prime.
Yeah.
So he's not, you know, LeBron James.
All I know is we've never here in Portland, you've never been able to over this run with Olshay get a big time player to sign as a free agent. And that's not going to change. And you've never been able to trade for one because you haven't had anything that you're willing to part with. And even if you were willing to part with it, you probably still couldn't get a big return for it. And next year is your opportunity. So whether it's LaMarcus or someone else that has a bloated contract, I think there's plenty of guys in the league around the trade deadline that have bloated deals that aren't great contracts, but are still really, really good, productive players. And for a team that sucks and isn't going to get any better, they'll be happy to shed that salary. And I think Portland is a place that, at least under Paul Allen, and who knows what's happening with the ownership group, but you would hope was like, sure, we'll take on a bad bloated deal. What, Blake Griffin? What, we owe you, what, $70 more million? Great. Come on board. Because I think that is the only way that this is going to happen to get a real difference maker to where we talk about Portland, not as, hey, maybe you can get out of the first round, but maybe a team that could actually make some serious noise.
I think you're overselling him a bit, but I get what you're saying. We'll talk more about this with the Athletic's Jason Quick, who's the one who spoke with LaMarcus Aldridge about this story tomorrow. He'll be on with us at 5:30. Up next, where do NFL players most and least want to play? Get to that when we return on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up on tomorrow's show, not only will we have Jason Quick, we'll get into the college admissions cheating scam. I've got questions about that. We haven't had a chance to get into that, and we will push that off to Thursday's broadcast, 3 to 7 here on The Fan. Be here, damn it.
That's the bottom line.
Okay, so a couple things. One, quick NFL note that Blake Bortles is officially out. In Jacksonville.
He gone.
He's been cut.
He'll sign somewhere else.
Yeah, he will.
Not for $22 million, but...
I'd take him as a backup for sure.
Sure. Blake Bortles isn't terrible. He just isn't he isn't very good.
He's no Nick...
Here's the thing about NFL quarterbacks. There's not enough starting quarterbacks in the league that are good. You get by like 15 and you're down to like... So you talk about backups. It's the one position in the NFL you don't have to be good at in order to have a job for a long, long time.
I also just saw a video. The Raiders are trying a little hard. They actually filmed Antonio Brown going to Derek Carr's house.
Okay.
Yeah. And Carr like opens the door. He's like, hey, bro. And Brown's like, hey, we're going to be teammates. And then
so
they
blonde mustaches together.
They hug and then they talk awkwardly. Which is weird. They can't really talk because they know the cameras are on them, and it's just this weird video that's circulating out there.
Huh. Well, I'm sure it's kind of dumb. I'm sure that relationship won't go south at all the first time that Derek Carr one hops him.
Now, why would you say that? You don't think Derek Carr's any good? I do.
Yeah, he is. But look, let's just wait and see. I'm skeptical on the whole Raiders thing.
Because you don't like Gruden.
I'm gonna reserve my judgment. Although, look, they've got cap space and they're young.
Didn't they sign Joyner?
Yeah, I think they signed LaMarcus Joyner. They got Trent Brown, the tackle from the Patriots.
Hey,
I'm just skeptical of that whole thing.
9-7, here they come.
Get ready for mediocrity.
So this was something that I saw that was interesting, where NFL agents were, I think it was Sports Illustrated that did this, and they anonymously polled NFL agents and talked to them about where players want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Five most desirable, five least desirable cities or teams.
So this is all encompassing, right? It's the organization.
Everything.
People want to. So you want me to go good or bad?
Let's go least desirable first, because that's an easy. It's easy.
Ooh, look, we got a boat capsizing. No. Oh. Boy, they are fighting that thing tooth. They're
just sailing.
No, they pulled that off. That thing was tipping, my man.
Well, it's sailing practice. They've got a bunch of them out there.
Boy, I thought that boat was going over. That thing looked like it was at the line of demarcation, and that thing was tipping hard.
That's Dennis Connor out there.
I don't think that was planned. I think that was an OS moment on that boat.
Did you catch my hot sailing reference?
Yeah, look
anybody
at Dennis,
else?
Dennis catch? Connor.
Wasn't he the...
Yeah, he was the...
Mike, do you know who Dennis Connor is?
Nope.
He was the skipper of the, what's the cup?
Was he the Stanford sailing coach?
Is it America's Cup?
No, America's Cup. Dennis Connor, he was the head of the U.S. He was the U.S. He was the American yachtsman.
Yeah, and he was the one guy supposedly that made people care about sailing, and we haven't
Thanks,
since.
Thanks, Christopher Walken.
He goes yachting.
sorry.
Hi.
I got distracted there at the window because I thought someone was
okay,
tipping.
Cincinnati Bengals?
What?
Least desirable?
Oh yeah. Third.
Focus, Rob.
Least desirable.
Third. Cincinnati is definitely third.
Cincinnati.
Very third.
I'm trying to think of just bad organizations.
So third.
Where people.
Detroit Lions.
The it's
Raiders.
Obvious.
Raiders.
Raiders are two. Cincinnati, three. Detroit is four. Fifth is Cleveland, but that's going to change.
That's going to change in a hurry.
Oakland. They also said Oakland's going to change.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why in a second.
Well, once it goes to Vegas.
Yep.
Because no one wants to play in Oakland as it currently stands.
Least desirable franchise, according to NFL agents.
I'm trying to think.
For players.
So we haven't hit on number one.
Now, again, you're getting a little too deep in terms of like.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
No. You're getting too deep in terms of just about the franchise. It's basically about girls and.
Indianapolis.
Oh, Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo.
It's about weather and women.
Yeah, people don't.
I mean, seriously,
yeah,
it
people,
really
people
is.
People don't want to be. You don't want to freeze your ass off in Buffalo when supposedly there's a bunch of uggos running around.
That's right.
That's not where people want to be.
So that's why Oakland is going to go from least desirable to one of the most desirable
Vegas.
Because it's going to go to Vegas. Now, yeah. Most desirable franchises.
Dallas will be one.
Dallas is number one.
Yeah. Well, Jerry
and
Jones.
And that's because they say that they just absolutely
take care of
players at every level.
Yep. Just it's every aspect that if they can do something for their players, they do.
Yes.
Jerry Jones in that aspect is phenomenal. Best facilities in the league, top notch, travel the whole deal.
Patriots, New England.
No, they're not on there.
I'm trying to think of who else.
Again, remember what I said.
No, I know. I was just thinking because they win, maybe that would be on there. Miami Dolphins.
Rams.
You both. That was simultaneous, and they're both correct.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams are fourth.
Giants.
Well, hold on. And Miami is third. So you're missing two and five.
And the Miami is solely about living in South Beach.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing else.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
It.
And girls.
Giants.
Boobies.
Yeah.
The Giants, no.
Really?
Nope.
I would have thought.
I think number two will surprise you.
Tampa?
Is Denver in there?
Nope.
It was people, that was always an organization that people were,
Denver,
were,
no.
were high on.
Tampa, no. Chargers, no. Seattle is number two.
Really?
Yes. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I think some of that is the players coach, and they let you have your hair down a little bit.
Seattle.
And chicks, man.
Yeah. 49ers?
I was kidding about the chicks. It's Seattle. They don't have a lot of hots.
I know. I was saying, did we get all of them?
Nope. You got one.
That's what I was going to say. Is
number five.
49ers, maybe?
Nope.
Minnesota.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Right there. The Falcons.
That's a good one.
So the top five most desirable franchises, Dallas, the most desirable, followed by Seattle, Miami, the Rams and Atlanta.
Well, again, I think a lot of it too is that you got to think most of the league is young African American, and you know what better city if you're going to be a young black millionaire than being in Atlanta, one of the most vibrant African American cultures in the city.
You know, Atlanta,
or I guess in the country, I should say.
Atlanta is like, I mean, there's just really nothing bad you can say about it. It's not number one. It's not the best city, right? But tear down Atlanta for me. Maybe a little humid?
Yeah, the weather is probably that. They don't care about
I'll take humid.
They don't care about the NBA.
I love that.
Well, they don't really care about baseball much either.
Yeah, no, it's not the best sports city.
It's not the best sports city,
yeah.
But it's a good city.
Great city.
Yes. If you got transferred to Atlanta for work, I don't think you'd really be bitching in money.
Yeah, is anybody complaining about that?
No. Unless, again, you just don't like...
It's just right in the meaty part of the bell curve where it's like, no.
If you don't like the heat.
Okay.
I think that would be the number one thing.
Before we go, just a funny Antonio Brown thing I saw online that I wanted to slip in before we got to that. It was a meme that said, deep down the left sideline, Derek Carr to Antonio Brown, touchdown Raiders. In the fourth quarter, it's Chiefs 47, Raiders 7.
That's fantastic.
My thing about the Raiders and why I'm skeptical on it, and I know they got Mayock as their GM and talent evaluator, but it's not like he is an experienced guy in this role. I just don't like organizations that turn the power over to one person only. The only real modern one where this has worked is Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that's right.
And outside of that, you have to have checks and balances. And I think that Gruden is, I think he's behind the times. I think the game has passed him by a little bit, and I'm real skeptical whether or not that's going to work.
Me.
That and ownership, I'm a big believer in the NFL. You succeed by having good ownership, good management, good coaching. And if you go top to bottom in Oakland, you go, well, actually, I guess it gets better as you go down. You go from world's biggest question mark at ownership, question mark with a guy that hasn't done it before in Mayock, and then I think it's a smaller question mark, but I still think there's one about Gruden. And that doesn't give me a lot of faith, even though you're signing high-priced guys that are going to be sexy and flashy. Sexy and flashy doesn't always win in the NFL.
All right, a little Leaving Neverland talk, a little R. Kelly as well, coming up next in the club on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.